conference committee is reconvened. We're going to continue to go through the paperwork that we need to do to get this bill in shape. And I believe we left off with Article 6, so that's where we would be starting up. And we need to begin with Article 6, House 1. This was a Senator Dahl bill, as an outlier bill in the Senate, and we believe that we should be accepting House 1 with the Senate effective dates. The reason our effective date is different is to give the federal government a little bit of time to develop the rules about this, so we will know better how to develop our definitions of administrative costs.
Hey, I would move in Article 6, House Language Section 1, with the Senate effective date.
Any discussion?
Madam Chair.
Representative Thiessen.
So this is to come up with a report on how we can get some clarity on administrative expenses and understand the accounting of it?
No, it's to make them uniform.
Right, to make the accounting of them uniform, so everybody's
right.
Doing the accounting the same
right.
way. And so why are we waiting for 4 years to do 3 years to do that?
We're not waiting 3 years.
Well, it's effective January 1st, 2013, well, 2.5 years instead of a year and a half.
Report, or the actual coming up with a definition occurs before then, but it can't be implemented. It still takes time to implement it. And the only difference here is 1 year between the House and the Senate. And that is accounted for because this time we don't know what the definition of the federal government will be for administrative expenses. And we won't know what that is for about 8 more months.
Federal.
And Madam Chair, I guess we've been trying to get information about health plan administrative costs for and try to break into this black box for several years now, and I just don't know why we'd wait another year.
So that we aren't doing something that's in conflict with the federal rules. Representative Huntley.
Madam Chair, well, the federal health care reform bill has a portion on it that will mandate what this reporting requirements will be and how the accounting will be.
They're going to, Madam Chair, I mean, I would suggest we do 2012, and if it looks like the federal government's going to do something different, then we can extend it out.
I think, Representative Thiessen, the issue is that we don't want to spend money on a consultant twice.
But, Madam Chair, you said it's going to be 8 months before the federal rules come out. This would still give 8 months would put us like about to January of 2011. That still gives 18, you know, another year before that they would have to do the report.
That's correct, but that time was the time that that everybody had agreed to they needed. The 2012 date would be the time they needed to do all of this if there was no federal rulemaking. Let's go on. Hold that.
Yeah, did we?
Section
House 2, with a recommendation of the auditors on membership and the Senate date.
You go to page 6, it's House Language Section 8. Which
Madam Chair and Representative Hundley, I think it's Article 8, Section 1. House Section 8 has already been taken out because it was in another bill.
So we want just...
On page 7.
Article 8, Section 1?
Right.
You're right, okay. Because that's the health information bill.
I'm sorry if this is...
Okay, so, Madam Chair, I would move on page 7, Article 8, Section 1 of the House language, which relates to distributing medical education funds.
Any discussion?
I'm just not following where we are, Madam Chair. Is Article 8 combined
with
Article
6? We're on page 7 of the side-by-side.
It's Article 6, really.
Okay.
6 and 8 are together.
On page 7 of the side-by-side in Article 6, and for some reason the labeling is Article 8, Section 1 in the margin.
Actually, I'm on the real language. So.
And this is House language, so I would hope the House would feel like they could vote for it.
This is the one that takes $150,000 of the Merck money and uses it to support internationally trained legal resident physicians who commit to serving the underserved.
Thank you. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is adopted. Now we need to go to Article 11. Article 11. This is the riders article. Maybe the staff can remind me. I think we're taking the Senate format.
Sections 1 and 2, that's correct. That's the recommendation, Madam Chair.
So, Madam Chair, in Article 11, I'd move the Senate language for one, Section 1 and Section 2.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Article 11.
Well, no, it's R3.
On page R3.
Mm-hmm. So we don't have numbers anymore. So it's the Senate language for TANF financing and MOE.
This relates to page R3. I would move the Senate language for TANF financing and maintenance of effort.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted. We need to do an R4 Senate with the dollars to match with the spreadsheet. This is regarding the TANF transfer.
And so now we're on page R4, and it's the TANF one. Yeah, the lines 91-28 to 92-4, and this is a rider that relates to transfer of federal child care and development fund, and staff is directed to make the dollars match the spreadsheet.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. This is the special revenue.
And this is the next one. It's the special revenue fund transfers. And I would move that we adopt the Senate language.
Again, the dollars.
And the dollars to match the spreadsheet.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
So next is, I would move on page R5, the House language for the SNAP Enhanced Administrative Funding. And we need this.
We need a technical correction.
Madam Chair, on page 180, line 16, instead of cost, it should be costs.
Representative Huntley incorporates that into his motion. Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion is adopted. Turn to R7, dealing with the working family credit here.
And I would move TANF funding for working family tax credit, the Senate language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion is adopted.
And then just below that, I would move the Senate language for Child Care Development Fund, unexpended balance.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion is adopted. Turning to R10.
I would move the Senate language on the top of R10 for a reduction of supplemental service rates.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion is adopted. I can't remember about this. R10. We amended an item earlier in regard to R10. On R10, did we adopt the item or did we only amend it? We only amended it, so we need to move to adopt it.
Is that the House language?
Was it an amendment to the House language? Yes.
Okay.
Talk to people.
So I would move on page R10. That we adopt the base adjustment as amended.
Any further discussion?
Which one are we on?
That's the House language.
Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion is adopted. Next is on R12. Turning to R12. This is in Minnesota Care.
This is, I would move on R12, the Minnesota Care ratable reductions.
Any further?
This is for the single adults without children.
Right. Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion is adopted. We need to do R12 critical access.
And then I would move at the bottom of that page the critical access dental.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the motion is adopted.
Madam Chair.
Senator Prettner-Solon.
I have an amendment on the next page. It's the A175-1 amendment.
Maybe it could get distributed, and while it gets distributed, we could do our on a motion on R13.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I would move on the top of page R13, the Senate language for a non-administrative rate reduction.
Madam Chair.
There will be an amendment.
That's the part I'm amending.
I understand that, but we can adopt it and still amend it.
Okay.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted. Now, Senator Prettner-Solon, do you want to explain the amendment?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. This is an amendment that it accounts for the savings to the health plans for the elimination of the GAMC program, and then uses that to buy the amount that can be passed through down to, I think it amounts to less than 1% of the 3% cut to the HMOs.
This is not actually an amendment to Article 11. It's an amendment to Article 1, where the other language regarding this budget decision is located. Any discussion?
Madam Chair, I think part of it is to this, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
On line 1.13.
Ready to vote, Senator Pretner Solon, we're ready to vote.
Madam Chair.
Questions?
Is this to the amendment?
Representative Abler.
This is actually, the department has a comment about this.
Can they make it quick?
Well, Madam Chair, it might be in the letter describing why that's not desirable, so at least you'd like to know about it ahead of time.
That's fine if they are ready to do it. Otherwise, we'll set it aside and do work we are ready to do.
The agreement with the Department of Human Services. I think we became aware of this amendment a couple hours ago, and we did some checking with our federal relations folks, and one of the concerns we have about this is that it we're worried that this would be considered an illegal tax by the feds, because by law our health care provider taxes need to be uniform and broad-based, and it will only be assessed on, I believe, on the health care program, the public health care program business, as opposed to the entire book of business for the plans.
Well, I think really what Senator Pretner Solon wants to say is that anything beyond $34 million can be passed on to providers, but the first $34 million cannot. So if she's used the word assessment in an incorrect legal way, perhaps you could help us figure out how to correct it. Perhaps we could set this aside for a few minutes while you work on that, and we'll come back to it. R13.
Madam Chair, I would move the Senate language. We want the Senate. Mm-hmm. Senate language on the Mindo transition.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted. Cobra Senate. R15. Cobra.
Else. This is the COBRA carry forward, and I would move that section on R15, the Senate language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted. Health plan filings. R15.
I see it. On R15, I would move at the bottom of the page the Senate language for health plan filings.
Any discussion?
Madam Chair?
Mr. Gill.
Talking to the fiscal analyst, the tracking also has the House language on $19,000 the Commerce for the chemotherapy. I think the bill is traveling separately, but the mm-hmm. money is traveling in here. So we would recommend that we combine the House idea into the Senate Section 10.
So, Madam Chair, I would modify my motion to ask the staff to modify the what's in the Senate language to accommodate the language in the House relating to the transfer.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is adopted. Pace, House. R16, Pace.
R16, I would move the House language on R16 with the PACE implementation funding.
Maybe we could do MSHO on R16, the House also.
And then I would add to that the MSHO
Inspector General.
In the House language just below the PACE language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is adopted. R17, utilization review.
Madam Chair, I move the Senate language on R17 for utilization review.
Okay, any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, motion is adopted. Now, I believe we need an amendment. Can't remember what it is anymore. We need an amendment in this section at this point.
We had.
Yeah, we did.
We did the A12 on this section.
We did an amendment already.
There's also A28, ma'am.
Okay.
There's A28 for this language.
All right, let's have it distributed.
So, Madam Chair, I would move the A28 amendment.
The purpose of this amendment is just to clarify the CPE language in the bill to make sure that it is clearly voluntary. Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the amendment is adopted. Now we're on to our 18 pace.
Where the heck is that? Move on R18, the House language lines 187.14 to 187.26, which relates to PACE.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion is adopted. Now R20. Turn to R20. And we're dealing with two waivers. The first waiver, we need to adopt the House with a technical amendment. We also need to adopt the House language about the second waiver.
So I would move that we adopt both of those waivers on page R20, the House language. Was there an amendment?
Technical on the first part up here, just...
Okay, would staff make the technical correction to the first waiver?
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion is adopted. R21, compulsive gambling. I forgot to mark down whether we're doing the House or the Senate here.
Madam Chair, this is identical, but the staff is suggesting that you add a sentence that says this paragraph is effective the day following final enactment because it makes a transfer in FY10.
I would move then the House language lines 189.18 to 0.25 with the effective date put in by the staff.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion is adopted. R21, Senate language on the lottery.
Madam Chair, I would move on R21, the lines 103.5 to 0.9. That's the compulsive gambling lottery prize fund.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion is adopted. R22, chemical health.
Madam Chair, I would move on R22, the House language related to chemical health, rider.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the motion is adopted. R22, House PACE language.
Okay, Madam Chair, I would move the House PACE language in R22.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the motion is adopted.
This is
The next one's on R23, and this relates to the State Operated Services Laundry Fund, house with immediate effective date.
Madam Chair, I would move on R23, the language related to obsolete laundry depreciation account with a immediate effective date.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion is adopted. R23, commingling of funds.
On R23, I would move the prohibition of commingling of funds section in the Senate language.
Madam Chair, that was amended by an A5 amendment that was adopted.
Did we adopt the section as amended?
No.
That's what the motion is to do.
Just wanted to clarify.
Thank you. Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion is adopted. R28.
Madam Chair, on R28, I would move the Senate language for the sex offender services.
And I think we have an amendment in regard to this to... This would correct the numbers to be in accordance with the decision on the spreadsheet and amend the language to correct the Senate language to be in accordance with the intention of the spreadsheet.
So, Madam Chair, I would move the A23 amendment to the Sex Offender Services.
Madam Chair, is that half?
Yes.
Thank you.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. Now we should.
And then I would move the that we adopt the sex offender services section as amended.
Okay. Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
The motion is adopted. Now, the next we need to turn to R31. Reform.
Madam Chair, on R31, I would move the House language for health care reform.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted. R32, House Rural Hospital Grant language with a technical.
On R32, I would move the House Rural Hospital Grants with a technical correction by staff.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
And, Madam Chair, I would move that we extend the time of this conference committee until 1 o'clock.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. R32.
Article 2.
I would move, Madam Chair, on R32, the birth center language of the Senate.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
And then I believe that's Senate language on the Comprehensive Advanced Life Support Program. I would move that.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is adopted. R33.
Madam Chair, I would move on R33, the Senate language on the advisory group on administrative expenses.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion is adopted. R34, the Office of Unlicensed and Complementary Health.
Madam Chair, on R34, I would move the language on the Office of Unlicensed Healthcare Practice.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion is adopted. R34, there's birth defect information systems language, and I believe it's the Senate.
Yep, Senate language. Madam Chair, I would move on R34, the birth defects information system language of the Senate.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion is adopted. And then on R34 and 35. We have the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Okay, Madam Chair, on R34 and R35, I would move the Department of Veterans Affairs languages. That's line 111.7 to 111.15.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. We have a few amendments that we need to do here, and we're going to turn back to accountable care organizations. And
that would be, Madam Chair, it would be the A-167-2 amendment, which is replacing the -1 amendment, and I would like Dr. Schiff to comment on this.
I don't think we actually had that amendment. We saved the old one, but we got a new one, so let's
could,
have it distributed.
Staff, I have that distributed.
Dr. Schiff?
Madam Chair, members of the conference committee, this amendment may... makes a few changes. It adds to the opportunity for setting up a system with total cost of care, also a opportunity for developing a system with a risk or gain corridor. The reason the department would like to propose this is because as a total cost of care system would be a capitation system that was actually technically harder to implement. A risk gain corridor actually allows for the providers, allows for some of the same results as far as...
Dr. Schiff, if I can interrupt you, and I'm not trying to be rude, but since we have such a limited amount of time, if you could just tell us how this differs.
Right. Okay, so thank you.
The language we had in front of us earlier today.
So I'll just be very brief then. It adds a risk gain corridor option instead of a total cost of care option. It requires the department to identify covered services, a mechanism to monitor enrollment, and establish quality standards for this. It makes the accountable care language of who can participate consistent with the federal legislation.
And I see that it might carve out outpatient prescription drugs.
And it gives us the option of maximizing rebates.
So are there any questions about this amendment? Representative Abler.
I just got the amendment. Is there something mandatory about it, or is this something that people can do if they want?
No, this is on an RFP basis, I believe.
Right. So if it works out, there's no, we have to, don't have to do it by a time certain. Okay,
no.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Any further discussion?
Madam Chair.
Representative Murphy.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And when it's in order, I'd like to offer... I'd like to express what I think would be an important oral amendment that someone else could move. I had prepared an amendment for the previous language, but I could make that same suggestion in this language as well.
Why don't you suggest the language?
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. On page 3, line 11, I would suggest deleting the words "is available" and inserting the words "serves a county." And in line 3.12, I would delete the word "available."
Jeff, do you have any comment on that suggested change to the language?
I wish my synapses were going faster at this hour. I don't have any comment right now, no.
Madam Chair, for the, I'll make that motion, the amendment that Representative Murphy suggested.
Yep, that's fine.
I guess that is fine, so I think Representative Huntley can just incorporate it.
I would incorporate that, and Madam Chair, it's always nice to get rid of the word "available."
I guess lately it has taken on a new life, hasn't it? Any further discussion of the amendment as corrected? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. Now we need to
Okay, Madam Chair, I'm going to make an oral amendment, and the staff will have to put this in the appropriate place, but this would extend the GAMC fee-for-service system for 1 month, which would be the month of June. And I would ask staff to draft that and have it inserted into the bill.
And that would be at the current ratable reduction rate. Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
The motion is adopted.
And Madam Chair, I would move the 821 amendment, which is requested by the Department of Human Services, and it makes sure that our poverty guidelines continue to use the old level and do not go down.
The what amendment?
A21.
Do we have that?
It's coming.
While we're at it, why don't we hand out A30, A26, and A24. Just do it.
What is that? The what?
Is there any further discussion of the A21 amendment?
If I could read it, I could discuss it.
No further discussion?
Why is it necessary, Madam Chair?
I guess, Representative Abler, that for some programs, the poverty guidelines actually will go down. And so in order not to have to do all the systems work to change everything for whatever little point percent it is, we need to do this language.
The department recommends this?
Yes.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Sunday. I get done by Sunday.
Let's hold on A24. Let's turn to A26. This is an amendment that deals with the state operated services section of the bill. Representative Thiessen will move the adoption of the amendment.
Madam Chair, I move the A26, and we also have an amendment to the amendment coming around.
Madam Chair, this is the agreement with the chairs and Dr. Sulik, is that right?
Yes, I don't know about the amendment to the amendment, but I know this is.
Can you just give us a real short version of what you agreed to?
The first part of it is just some technical language that wasn't included in the original language. And then the next section has to do with notification to the legislature regarding redesign or relocation of state-operated services. And then if a facility is actually going to be closed and there has not been a mutually agreed-upon solution to transfer the affected employees, then there has to be approval by the legislature, and that applies to everything except enterprise services. The next language is adding representatives to advisory council on state-operated services redesign. And then the next language is adding Wilmer to the language that the Senate previously had included for Wadena and giving both operations broader latitude in the type of redesign that would be done. So there could be other community services besides PERTS that would be established in those communities.
Madam Chair, what did you decide about dental?
I can't hear you.
What did you decide about dental? What is
coming? I already
coming?
Did that.
Oh, we're preserving that?
Yes, and that was adopted earlier.
Okay.
Any other questions or discussion on the A26 amendment?
I'd like to move the amendment to the amendment, the 173.
Can you explain it?
And what it does is it changes the name to the name that the department has already picked out as department language. The department is already using for this task force. That's the bulk of what you see there. It allows the commissioner to appoint additional members so we don't have to list hundreds of people.
Right, but what about this per diem language? We're not providing an appropriation for per diems.
The department said it's only for consumer members. And the department said that they can eat the cost. It's maybe $15,000. I mean, I don't.
Any further discussion of the amendment to the amendment? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the amendment to the amendment is adopted. We have the A26 amendment as amended in front of us. Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the amendment is adopted. Now we have an A30 amendment, and this deals with the Minnesota Care carve-out language that is needed in order to get fish payments.
Madam Chair, I would move the 830 amendment.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. Now, the A24 amendment that's been handed out is an issue that's not in the bill. It would allow the department to rebase long-term hospital costs. My understanding is that there's a $4,000 savings, not enough to probably track on the spreadsheet. But the point is that this could be done and not cost us any money. And this would improve the position of Bethesda Hospital, which has a pretty high Medicaid load. Would someone like to move this?
I would move the 824 amendment.
Is there any discussion?
Madam Chair, and I am very supportive of this amendment because of what, because of the situation Bethesda is with high Medicaid rates. I think there's other hospitals in the same circumstance that apparently we've eliminated from the discussion here, including, I think, the House has had a pretty strong position on children's DRGs to help some of the children's hospitals that have a high DRGs. My understanding is that's gone from the bill now.
Representative Thiessen, if they can provide an amendment to us that can be done at no cost or a slight savings, I'm sure we would be adopting it for them as well.
I'm sure we would. I also think it's a question of some priorities. You know.
Any further discussion on the A24 amendment that's before us? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
The motion is adopted. Okay. The staff tells me that we need to return to the appropriations Article 11.
Madam Chair, if I were to offer an amendment to fund the children's hospitals by eliminating some of the administrative costs at the Department of Human Services, which I think is maybe cut after all the cuts that we've made, 146 positions out of well over 2,800, would that be in order?
No.
I don't understand why that's unacceptable to the Senate.
Returning to the appropriations article, we have a question about a rider on waiver plans, pass rate cuts on to providers. Can someone direct us to what page this is on?
Madam Chair, the amendment, the rider would go on page R11, it was the A16 amendment. The amendment was adapted to the Senate language, but I'm not sure it's been adapted into the bill yet. It would allow the health plans and the county-based purchasing to apply to the Commissioner of Human Services for a waiver in order to allow them to pass on the rate reductions to providers.
I believe the Senator Pretner-Solon amendment is in place of that.
Okay.
To replace that, so hopefully somebody will be done figuring that out pretty quick here. And we have a note about state-operated services. Is there rider language we need to adopt about state-operated services? We could be directed to those riders.
Madam Chair, there's the long Senate rider on page R. Twenty-four. And then there's another rider on page R23. Operating budget reductions on R24 and 25. It's appropriation requirements.
Can we just do them one at a time?
Sure.
So we're starting on R23. Operating budget reductions.
Madam Chair, I would move on page R23, we adopt the operating budget reduction lines 104.4 to 0.7 in the Senate side.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye. Opposed? The motion is adopted. Now the next one, Ms. White.
Page R24, it starts on 104.24 through R25, R26, ends on R27, 108.2.
What article are we in?
11.
What?
11.
I think we need to adopt all of this, but we need to change the language to split the appropriation in here between Wadena and Wilmer.
That would be done on the spreadsheet, Madam Chair.
All right.
Firefighters here.
So 104.24 to where?
Well, it starts up here. Page 24.
Okay. Then, Madam Chair, I would move on page R24, the appropriation requirements. That's lines 104.24 to 105.22.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, that rider went all the way to 108.2 on R27.
What is this language about Minnesota Sex Offender Services?
I don't know. That was just
going in the middle of it.
Was something the reviser? It was.
So we just crossed that off. Well, then we're starting on 105.23. We can go through the remainder of the rider, which.
Okay.
Ends at the bottom of page 27.
Okay, Madam Chair, why don't I just start over on that one? We'll
we
would start on line 105.23 on page R25 and go all the way to
the bottom of 27.
Line 108.2 on the bottom on page R27.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. Does that complete the sex offender?
No, Madam Chair. There's one more section in the miscellaneous article. It establishes the state-operated services account. It's Article 5. Page 10 on the staff side-by-side for the miscellaneous article. Senate only, section 5.
What section is a miscellaneous article?
5.
Section 5?
Article 5, miscellaneous.
Which page? I think you all have better names than we do for these. So what page now?
10.
Page?
10.
10.
Side by side, isn't it?
what section are we talking about?
Senate only section 5 establishes the state operated services account. Okay.
On Madam Chair, I would move on page 10 of the summary sheets, section 5 of the Senate language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion is adopted. Now have we finished?
Madam Chair, there's two more sections that were amended in the A26 amendment that you now need to adopt. Also, staff side by side in that same miscellaneous article, House only, section 13. That's the advisory group.
This was amended.
Okay, Madam Chair, I would move on page 9 of the summary side by side, article 13 of the House language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion is adopted.
And the last state operated services section is on page 18 of the staff side by side in the miscellaneous article. Senate section 17, it's related to the Anoka redesign.
Madam Chair, on page 18 of the staff side by side, I would move the Senate language in section 17.
Any discussion?
Mr. Madam Chair, what
this
is it?
This has been amended somewhat. It would allow.
It's a great idea. Okay. Oh, is it
any
good?
Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion is adopted. Are we done with that now? Okay. Back to section 11. I mean, article 11. On R11.
Okay.
And instructing the staff to change the numbers according to the spreadsheet.
Okay. Madam Chair, on page R11 of section 11, I guess it is, I would move the Senate language on health care access fund transfer to general fund and direct staff to correct the numbers to match the spreadsheet.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion is adopted. Now, I don't know about this. This is language. I don't know.
Want me to move this or not?
I don't know. Okay. Maybe we should wait until our facilities get up here. Okay.
Section 6. No, 11. Article 11. HR 11.
She's waiting because she doesn't know if we need
it. That's for general.
Yes, we're asking if we can just discuss this sheet.
There's some other amendments. You want to do those?
That's an amendment. Paul's got some. Want to do those first or this?
I'd rather do this.
It's been handed up.
I don't know.
We don't have it.
Maybe we can get it copied and then do some amendments while we do that. Is there someone here that can? From the Senate that can do some copying. Ryan? We will make copies of this for the conference committee. All right, why don't we do a few amendments while we get something copied?
Madam Chair, the first thing would be we adopted earlier today House Article 4, Section 6, and House Article 5, Section 15, which are in the continuing care bill. It's those ARM policy provisions. I think we can just delete them from this bill. The language in this bill is different than what was ultimately agreed to and passed in this continuing care conference committee report, and so I just would rather not have the X up on them.
Okay, so can you just state the motion so the staff understands it clearly?
So it would be to remove now or unadopt House Article 4, Section 6, and House Article 5, Section 15.
So the motion is to delete those from the bill. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is an amendment, but earlier we adopted the House language dealing with this TANF summer food program that we put an amendment on there, but we haven't adopted it in the conference committee report.
Okay.
Move that now. So that would be on R5, page 180, after line 25. It was the R68.
Right. So now we're voting to put the summer food TANF amendment into the bill. Before we just adopted it as a House provision, I gather. Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, I just have a question. And did we adopt the language for the food shelf program that into the whole bill, though, right?
We're going to get there.
We did or did not? It was
chat, but we're going to get there.
We're going to get there, okay. Just so we don't forget.
Do you have any other amendments?
Madam Chair, I do have a 174 amendment, which has been handed out. It relates to the withholds on the emergency room withholds, and it would allow hospitals and health plans to actually work together to come up with an internal agreement between them so that the hospitals kind of have a stake in actually reduce the cost, because right now the health plans are the only ones getting punished, and there's no real skin in the game for the hospitals themselves.
Is there any further discussion of the A-174 amendment? Has the department been able to review this language, Representative Thiessen?
I don't know. Did Mr. Chen, did the department see that language? Has the department seen that language? No, they have not.
Well, could we just set it aside while they look at it, and then could I ask if we're ready to return to the other language that Pretner Solon had?
Madam Chair, apparently what they're saying is that it would leave the plans not actuarially sound, is the way I take it. And so they claim that they took the money, the $34 million, away from the plans when they recontracted. So I suggest we just take the $34 million from the department.
Well, that's too impossible right now. I would say that it's in the forecast, not in the department. Would that be a correct assumption?
Madam Chair, Karen Pede with the Department of Human Services. Yes, Madam Chair, that's correct.
Okay. So, I guess we can't adopt the amendment. So do you have any comments on this amendment?
My concern would be that it looks like in order to take $34 million every year.
No, we're not on that anymore.
Okay, I'm done.
We're on this one, the Thiessen Amendment.
Do I have that one?
No, it's $6,044 a year.
Oh, no.
Cooperate.
I have no comments.
No problems with this?
Madam Chair, it would appear to me there's nothing current that would prevent hospitals and health plans from coming to an arrangement.
Right. This is just to encourage that to happen. All right. Any further discussion on the Thiessen A-174 amendment? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The amendment?
No.
The amendment is adopted.
Madam Chair, if we're just doing cleanup stuff, there's a, I have a couple questions, and then
well,
there's
actually, we'd like to not worry about that right now. We'd like to, I think this has been handed out to everybody, this sheet that looks like this. So we'd like to discuss this and move it, adopt it, whatever we're going to do with it.
Which?
Just handed it out.
We don't have it.
Okay. Madam Chair, members, this was a agreement between the two chairs, and what it does is it's the final bit of the fiscal part of the bill, and included in this is, number one, the correction to specialist rate cut. It was at somewhat higher. Was it 8.5 or?
The numbers that were in the Senate, the House spreadsheet that have been adopted by the conference committee, were not at 3%. In order to justify the numbers in the spreadsheet, it would have to be the first year over an 8% cut and the second year over a 7% cut. I don't remember the exact percent. So this first item would be to add money, to take money away from that item, to reduce the rate cut to 5.5%. So yeah. Would I explain that so people understand it?
Okay, and then number two is a number of relatively low-cost house items that total up to $1.4 million, and they're listed in the at the asterisk at the bottom. The agreed upon is that there would be no cut to the basic sliding fee child care. That's a cost of $6.6 million. And number four is a reduction in the inpatient rateable cut to
hospitals.
1.96 to
hospitals in the tails.
In the tails. And then there were corrections and other interactions to our spreadsheets because of both errors from us and new news from the department, and those are shown in item five.
So part of this money is achieved by taking the balance of the TANF funds in the TANF account. And then there was an error in the numbers that we got from the department about claiming of the DISH money. And so we're correcting those numbers, and that gives us some 6 point something of additional spending. Any discussion of the motion by Representative Huntley to adopt these changes to our spreadsheet? Representative Hosh.
Madam Chair, just a few questions on the larger bill and how it interacts with the final offer here. Do we have cuts to DHS in this final offer?
Yes.
And what are they?
$1.5
million. $1.5 million. Okay, and from my understanding,
they're in the Senate spreadsheet that's part of this offer.
And Madam Chair, from my understanding, you know, something as small as just a 1% cut would get more than that in 1 year. And I just, you know, when we've come to the final decisions, many of the positions that the House had to back off from are quite important, from rural pharmacies to significant cuts to housing with services, the DRG increase for places such as Children's Hospital, critical access dental.
Representative Hosh, can I just ask you, are you suggesting we take this offer off the table?
Well, Madam Chair, and Representative Thiessen alluded to this with the previous question that didn't get answered, I just want to register my frustration that it seems like some are participating more than others in the solution, and a small cut to DHS Central Administration, I think, would be appropriate, especially having to look at many of the positions that the House had to go back on, and I find that disappointing.
Any other discussion of the House offer? Senator Prettner-Solon.
Madam Chair, I won't prolong this, but if the House didn't spend so much in a bill that was meant to reduce, you wouldn't have to go back so much.
I think we don't need to have any more discussion about what we didn't do. If we could limit our discussion to what's on this sheet in front of us. We don't have a lot of time left, folks, 15 minutes. So is there any opposition to adopting this offer? Representative Thiessen.
It's more a clarification. I understand there's $4.5 million on the healthcare access fund bottom line. Is that correct?
That was what the Senate position was on the spreadsheet that we agreed to adopt, yes.
So that's still sitting on
the bottom line.
I believe
it will be gone in November.
And the another note on this DHS Central Office. And I understand there was about 20 positions added for this. That's, I guess, Department of Health for the birth registry, 20 FTEs added to the birth registry, which I believe was a Senate position. I'm not sure where that matches up with our priorities to add positions at the Department of Health to do that when we're cutting all these other things. So, Senator Solon, I think you can get off your high horse a little bit. And I'd also say, the legislature itself has taken probably a 15% cut over the last 20 months. And again, DHS has lost a total of 146 positions out of over 2,800, which is maybe 7% cut here. I don't know why we are not asking the Department of Human Services to participate more in this bill to do some of the things that Representative Hosh was speaking about. It makes no sense. And I would also note, you know, no one wants to defend specialists particularly. They were cut, what was it last year? 5% last year? 6.5% last year. We're cutting them another 5.5% this year. And I have no doubt that next year we're going to be seeing a rule, 110, 120, 101 discussion about specialists. I mean, we're cutting them and cutting them and cutting them. I think that is problematic.
Thiessen, if you want to apply this money to buying back that cut that was an error on your spreadsheet because you never got a fiscal note for your own item, the Senate would be perfectly happy to accommodate that.
Well, I'd be happy to take that 3% operating reduction. That's $12 million.
No, we're not talking about something that's not on this sheet. We're talking about applying the money on this sheet to buy down the specialist rate cut further. It was your error.
It wasn't my error.
It's your suggestion that we fix it by this much.
Well,
willing to fix it more if you want to take some items off this sheet.
And Madam Chair, I still haven't heard an answer why we are rejecting the operating reduction at the Department of Human Services. If someone could give me the answer, maybe that would satisfy me.
Representative Thiessen, we already cut the department in the GMC bill. We took the governor's recommendations, and we have gone beyond it in this bill. And if we're going to keep discussing other things that are not in front of us, then we can lay the offer aside. Any further discussion of the offer before us? If not, those in favor of the offer indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
The motion is adopted. And we would give the staff the instructions to adopt or unadopt any riders that might be needed to accommodate the positions that are on this sheet in order to put the bill into conformance with the spreadsheet. Representative Abler?
Madam Chair, there's just two other items I know of that need to be resolved. If they will be, that's the sliding fee. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Language. Is this a new spreadsheet?
Just instructed the staff to do any language that we need to do this spreadsheet.
We need to get this to I gave it to him before. We didn't do it.
I still don't know if we need to do this.
Well,
we got some other things on the sheet that we have to set our hold.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. These are, this is a technical.
Okay.
There's an A-151 amendment, and it's technical, and it's from DHS. And I would move that we adopt it.
And while it's getting passed out, is there anyone that can tell us whether we need to adopt the language on R37 regarding EMS board? I thought we had that all fixed up, so we don't need the House rider. Checking that out, is there any question or discussion about the A-151 amendment? If there is none, then those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair. I'm told there's a small correction to be made to match the placement of the TANF summer food programs on in the spreadsheet and to add the effective date the day after enactment.
Just instruct the staff to do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Just want to get it on the record.
Yeah, this is.
So do we need to do this language on R37?
Madam Chair, the money's wrong there, right? That rider? I mean, I think.
I don't think we even need to do the rider, but I don't know.
No, that's what I'm saying. This is the. We put the $215,000 toward
right,
it.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
We don't need the rider.
Right. Can the staff direct us if there are things that we have left out because we skipped over them that we need to go back to?
We have things in the spreadsheet that relate to our healthcare reform stuff. That's part of it. This part of the deal. Yeah, but they didn't move it. Madam Chair.
Start trying to go through it.
That's not what
I'm
Stephen Anderson Services.
What?
Slide in from the mouth. What?
We didn't do the draw provisions on Article 6.
2013 is fine.
So we need to go back and do Article 6, House 1 and 2 with the Senate dates.
Madam Chair, on Article 6, page 2 of the staff, side by side, I would move House Articles 1 and 2 with the Senate start dates.
Any discussion?
So, Madam Chair, so that means that we're just including the health plans in the department and not the makeup. We're taking the House language and the makeup of the advisory group.
That's my understanding.
Okay.
Is there any
Madam Chair,
Mr. Gill,
you'd asked me to check with Senator Dahl on that.
Uh-huh.
And he said he had not talked to the House author, but he thought the House would be amenable to the Senate language because it simply added more representatives for hospitals, doctors, other providers, and consumers.
And Madam Chair, I don't know why we need the providers mucking up this discussion. It's to set up how the plans are going to do the accounting. And I oppose that amendment in the House.
Well, it is not the motion on the table.
Yeah.
So any further discussion of the motion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted. I think there was a reconsideration motion and special transportation.
It's already 10 to 5 to 1.
That was the one we voted on. Oh, we've got a lot of stuff to do here.
Can we? Are we ready to do the reconsideration motion, Senator Sharon?
Yes. Thank you. I would like to move that we reconsider in Article 1, Section 8.
Two.
Yeah, we don't really have an Article 1 anymore.
Well, so Senate Article 1.
Senate Article 1.
Senate, I'm sorry, under
the STS stuff.
House Article 2, Article 1 in the Senate, Section 8. I think that's right. Let me check it. No, that's not
it. Motion has been made to reconsider that vote. Those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
The motion is adopted. We're ready to vote on it again now.
This is annually, right?
This is the article that changes the requirement for reoccurring needs assessments from biannually to annually.
Semi-annually.
Any further discussion? Okay. Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No.
I believe the motion does prevail.
Ones are in a book.
Right
17, Article 2.
Okay, Madam Chair, in Article 7, we have a number of items that some of which relate to what's in the spreadsheet. Article 6 relates to the savings we took on healthcare homes. Section 6, rather. Section 7 is...
Did we already adopt the language in the Senate on health care homes? I thought we did.
Madam Chair, no, I think that language was on hold. It's Section 17 in the Senate health care article.
So is there any difference between this language and that language?
Madam Chair, the I guess the House language is more detailed, and it talks about, you know, funding or including health teams. So that I think both would accomplish being able to get the 90%, but the House language is more detailed, and the Senate language is a short paragraph.
The Madam Chair, the relating to healthcare teams is what the state of Vermont did for rural areas where a individual very small clinic could not afford to do that, and this would give us the opportunity to do the same thing that Vermont did.
Is there any discussion of the motion to adopt Section 6? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Section 7. This Article 7 just requests the department to, or the two departments to apply for federal pilot projects that would bring in state money related to the health care reform bill.
Is there any discussion of that motion?
Also could save money on SHIP.
Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? That section is adopted.
Seven. Which section?
Section 8 is
what?
Section 7.
And Madam Chair, Section 8 is the Healthcare Transformation Task Force, which is in the spreadsheet. Basically, it reactivates what we had in 2007.
Not necessarily. And have all different appointments, but I guess that's a discussion for another day.
So I would move Section 8.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is adopted.
And 9 just sets up the process for us developing the exchange that is also in the federal
and federally funded.
Representative Huntley, I am not sure that we should be doing this before we have a little better definition of what the exchange is going to look like.
Well, Madam Chair, that's why you and I are going to have some differences about the Health Care Access Commission, because most of the federal health care reform revolves around health insurance and not on health care. And certainly the exchanges are more of an insurance issue than they are a health care issue.
Well, they are both. They definitely are both. I mean... Can you just tell me, in order to apply for this money, does the Commissioner of Commerce and the Commissioner of Health and Human Services have to explain how our exchange would work or who would be in it?
Madam Chair, this just asks them to apply for federal grants in order to start the implementation of that. There's a federal money available. If we don't do it, the feds will do it for us under their rules and not ours.
Representative Huntley, I understand that, but we have 3 years to do it. And if this is just applying for planning money, I don't object to that. But if it's applying for implementation money of something that we would be turning over to the department to define in their application without input from the legislature, I have a problem with that.
Madam Chair, if the exchange would not start until January 1, 2014.
It could start sooner than that. That's the latest date it has to start by. Could we just take any language about creation of health insurance exchanges? Could we remove that from this language and then adopt it? So we just are talking about planning?
That would be fine with me.
All right. So Representative Huntley moves Section 9 with the amendment that we would take out any language that would refer to implementation or creation of a state health insurance exchange and limit it to planning, funding for planning.
Madam Chair, they should, it talks about establishment, and so I think we can... That's the word that we should get rid of.
I agree. So,
unless, back in the corner.
So you've heard the motion. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
And then, Madam Chair, I have one more, which is Section 1 of this section, which relates to the temporary federal high-risk pool. We all know that the governor chose not to apply for that, which means the federal government will attempt to establish a federal high-risk pool in Minnesota. I've checked this out with the Commissioner of Commerce, and if you looked at the – I would – in Subdivision 4 of Section 1 – the department would like to make some changes on line 156.33, and that is.
Madam Chair,
should we amend this first, and then he can amend
you
this?
Have that?
Yes, I think that probably.
Okay, right. Which amendment is that?
It's to be the A150-1 that's being passed out.
Okay. I know.
It's just one of
those. Well, can we just have someone from the Department of Commerce? Is there anybody here? Because earlier in the conference committee, we were told that they opposed this language in the House bill.
Madam Chairman, I'm Sherry Mortensen Brown with the Healthcare Policy and the Minnesota Department of Commerce.
And I was told earlier in the conference committee by another member of the Department of Commerce that you would prefer not to have this language in the bill. Is that correct?
I'm sorry. I did not hear what you said.
I said earlier in the conference committee when I inquired about this, the Department of Commerce informed me they did not want this language in the bill. Is that correct?
I haven't seen the language.
Oh, it's about the high risk.
We took this back and discussed it internally, and we can accept this language as amended.
Right. We have the A150 amendment. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The amendment is adopted.
Yeah, break the rules.
Now, I think we need to take Representative Huntley's motion to adopt Section 1 as amended. Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion is adopted. We have a number of remaining appropriation articles issues. So if we want to turn back to Article 11, R35,
Madam Chair, I would move on R35, the House language related to lines 196.21 to 196.32, but have the staff change the numbers to reflect the spreadsheet.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. R37. What is this? I can't read your writing.
Sure.
Mr. Gill, I'm sorry.
Madam Chair, there's an item on R36, the Senate prescription electronic reporting.
Oh,
item.
I'm sorry.
R36,
right here.
Madam Chair, I would move on R36, Senate language. Rulemaking?
Electronic reporting.
Oh, there it is. Electronic reporting lines 112.13 to 0.20.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion is adopted. I think we decided we don't need to do this. R38.
This
would be Section
8. Madam Chair, I would move that we adopt on R38 Section 8 of the Senate language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion is adopted. R38 and 39. I guess
Madam Chair,
we ended this, but we need to adopt the rider itself.
Madam Chair, I would move on R38 and R39, lines 113.10 to 113.19.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Gill.
When we did the other amendment in the DHS section on sex offender services, I think we modified this approach somewhat. So we'll have to, or maybe we just changed the numbers, but we'll have to coordinate with what we did in DHS.
Yeah. If we give you permission to do that. R39, House Section 10.
Madam Chair, I move on R39, House Section 10.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion is adopted. R48.
What are we on there? 48. What article 11?
Okay. Madam Chair, I would move on R48. Section 12 of the House language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Gill.
Apologize for my writing. On R39, you skipped House Section 11.
Okay.
I thought we just did that. But
no.
And we did the language above there. I guess we have to do section 11 down here.
Oh,
too.
Down here, 11, okay. Madam Chair, on page R39, I would move section 11 of the House language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. R48, back to R48, House 12.
Madam Chair, on R48, I would move Section 12.
Any discussion? Yeah. Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
I did that twice, too.
R48-13.
Madam Chair, on R48...
with technical?
I would move Section 13 of the House language.
With technical language added.
Madam Chair, that's the Senate Section 13 with a technical amendment. That includes the summer youth language that I believe you adopted is in the Senate side.
So we don't want the House language on that.
Senate.
Okay. R48, Section 13, the Senate language with corrections.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. R66.
Madam Chair, I would move on R66, Senate language in Section 14, and with direct staff to change the numbers to match the spreadsheet.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. R73.
Madam Chair, I would move on R73, the House language of Section 15.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye. Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Aye. And Madam Chair, on R75, I would move the Senate language from lines 110.16 to 110.20.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. House 18 and 19 on that same page.
Madam Chair, I would move on R75, the House language in sections 18 and 19.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. Mr. Gill, will we do everything now?
Madam Chair, I believe so.
Oh, good.
Madam Chair, there are several sections in Article 2 in the health care article.
Could you refer us to them, Ms. Kavanagh?
House Section 6 is the competitive bidding, allowing the commissioner to purchase medical supplies.
We can't hear you.
Allowing the commissioner to purchase medical supplies using volume purchase through competitive bidding. It's a House only.
We're not sure why we need to do this. We already have competitive purchasing through the Department of Administration.
So what article?
House Article 6 and Article 2.
House Section 6 and Article 2. Article 2. Page 4 of the summary.
Article 6, Section...
Article 2, Section 6. It's on page 4 of the...
Madam Chair. Madam Chair.
Mr. Chen.
I believe this provision was some of the language that Representative Bunn had worked on with the PT, OT, and ST. So I'm not sure if there are savings tied to this particular provision, and I think that was the intent.
We already do bulk purchasing through the Department of Administration, and every time I've ever tried to do it, the Department of Human Services tells us they can't do it cheaper or better.
There's no savings attached to this provision.
We can just let this go. Thank you. What else?
House Section 18.
Madam Chair, this is language from Representative Tao that moving on that interpreter issues we've been having over the last several years, and it would require it would only cover face-to-face interpreters if people are on the registry, which I think is free to get on the registry. I'm not sure about that. But it's to provide an incentive to actually get on this registry and roster that we've established.
Representative Thiessen, we haven't had any testimony about this. Could there possibly be access issues if in some part of the state there's interpreter services needed by somebody that's not on the registry?
Madam Chair, according to the testimony we heard, there isn't any access issues related to this.
Is there any opposition to this?
No one spoke, Madam Chair, no one spoke about it to us.
All right.
Madam Chair, I'd move on in Article 2, Section 18 of the House language.
Any discussion? Senator Prettner-Solon?
Is there a cost attached to this?
There was nothing on the spreadsheet. We don't believe so.
There's no cost of anything. It's going to be savings because there would be people that wouldn't be reimbursed, I suppose. But there's zero fiscal note on it.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion is adopted.
Now, on the critical access dental provider, is that going to be clear on the spreadsheet what you're adopting?
We adopted the Senate.
The Senate position on?
Critical access dental.
Okay, and how about on the termination, the Senate as well on that?
Mm-hmm.
Then House Section 50.
Drop that.
Hmm? This is a disclosure statement for inpatient hospital limit in the Minnesota CARE application. Forming them of the limit.
This was not adopted.
I don't think it had a cost.
Yes, it did.
It had cost, so it's okay.
Skipping over that.
In the end, Senate Section 31. This is requiring the commissioner to take into account the anticipated savings for the expanding MA coverage to birth centers. That apparently was removed in the House. So there was some question of whether it was going to be included.
We were told by the department we needed that to get the fiscal note.
That's fine. I think the House.
Because since most of these births are going to be done, paid for through managed care, that we needed to have this language.
Madam Chair, Representative.
We took the Senate language on the floor today. So if this is Senate language, I think that would be a House position on that.
Okay. Yeah, and she didn't mind anyway, just it was cluttery. Yeah. So adopt it if you want.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I would move on. The Article 2, page 28, the Senate language in Section 31 of the Senate.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
In Senate Section 32, I don't know if that has any savings or not, the department to ensure that contracts for non-emergency medical transportation services level of need determinations require that the contractor has no financial interest in the actual provision of the services?
To do this. Hold on a second.
I don't think this has a fiscal note attached to it, but it was part of the earlier bill that we did adopt.
Madam Chair, you can make your motion if you want.
Well, I'll make the motion, but I plan to vote against it. Section 32 of the Senate language on page 28, I would move that.
Any discussion? Representative Thiessen.
Madam Chair, we've had several years of discussion around STS, and we came to an agreement, at least my understanding last year, that we would let the legislative auditor actually do a report, and people keep coming back and back and back relentlessly, even though we had the agreement to wait for the legislative auditor report to actually make recommendations so we can address this whole system in its entirety. And I find that very frustrating that we just can't even take a single session off to actually work through some of the issues. So I'm going to be opposing this legislation, this piece of this section as well.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
I believe the motion does not prevail.
Then
division, Madam Chair.
What?
Division.
She said did not prevail.
Did not prevail? Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Then Senate Section 34 requires an annual report from DHS on the estimated room under the hospital upper payment limit for the upcoming year and the amount of MA inpatient hospital rate increase that would raise the MA spending to the upper payment limit. The amount of surcharge increase that would be needed to generate the state share for possible increase.
I think we amended this earlier, but we haven't adopted the section.
Madam Chair, I would move we adopt Section 34 as amended.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
That's it.
Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, in Article 3.
Mr. Giel.
Madam Chair. Madam Chair. I have an amendment for Article 2.
No, but that we haven't done.
Okay.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is in the House language. It's on page 41, line 44.1.
Can you just point us to the side by side?
Sure.
We've got 41 right here.
This is dealing with, I have the amendment actually, it's the A178. It's dealing with physician reimbursement. It's
has
section 30.
Been distributed?
Yeah. Should be in your pile.
Is there an extra one?
What's this one?
Section 36. Line 44.1, inserting June 30th, 2013, it creates a sunset.
It creates a sunset on what?
On the payment rate cut.
The specialty providers?
After 2013.
I would oppose this amendment. You know, if we're going to do that, we could just sunset every cut we're making in the bill, and then we'll have a huge problem in 2014 to solve. Any further discussion?
I have an amendment to the amendment, Madam Chair.
What's your amendment, Representative Thiessen?
The amendment would be to reduce the rate cut in 2011 to 3.5% instead of 5.5%. And reduce DHS Central Office Administration budget by $2,123,000 in 2011.
I would also oppose that amendment. Any further discussion of the amendment to the amendment? Those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? No.
No.
Amendment's not adopted. Now we have the A-178 amendment before us. Any further? Did somebody actually on the conference committee move it for?
Thank you.
Representative Hosh moves the amendment. Again, I would speak against it. Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
No. Amendment's not adopted. Well, we're moving on to Article 3, I believe.
Madam Chair, did you end up taking the full housing with services?
Yes, we did.
Senate. Okay, you had put sections 4 and 11, Senate sections, in Article 3 on hold, and they're part of that housing with services initiative.
Madam Chair, I have an amendment on this, too.
We already did an amendment on this.
I've got another amendment, Madam Chair.
All right. Is it an amendment to Section 4 or Section 11?
Madam Chair, it actually addresses both sections with the transitional counseling. It's the A-180 amendment. And what it does is for prospective residents who are need to be admitted on an emergency basis that they can get their certificate within 30 calendar days of admission. It also requires some standards for the senior linkage line that the certification be provided within 24 hours of contact. And then there's also some language in the Section 11 portion that's pretty similar with the languages. I think it just cleans things up a little bit. It doesn't substantially change the merits of the transitional counseling that is in the Senate position. I think it just makes it more workable.
Is there somebody from the department can tell us if this amendment affects the fiscal note? Has anybody in the department seen this to see if it would affect the fiscal?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, we don't have staff here who can answer your question. I apologize.
Well, is there anyone that can tell us if this could, if these certificates can be turned around in 24 hours?
Madam Chair, on this issue, too, I mean, I don't think it's unreasonable to ask for a certificate to be provided within 24 hours, especially when you're dealing with contracts between an individual and a housing with services provider. If this is the direction that we want to go, I think we should be able to make it as workable as possible for all those involved, and I think a 24-hour certification is reasonable.
Representative Hosh, I'm not opposing this, but we do have to be careful at this stage of the game that we're not changing our numbers.
Sure. I understand.
I know that Representative Abler made sure the amendment he offered was checked with the department about that.
Chair, we're trying to get somebody right now to answer the question.
So maybe we could just hold on this amendment for a little while they
sure.
do that.
Madam Chair, in this article, there's a 161 amendment about that sliding fee for the EFRA. Our side has got it. They're okay with it now. So I actually moved that.
Okay,
to A-161.
Representative Abler moves the A-161 amendment dealing with sliding fee for the TEFRA program. We had the amendment offered earlier, so it should be in your pile someplace. Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The amendment is adopted. Mr. Gill, are there other things in Article 3 that we can deal with while we're finding out about this amendment?
Madam Chair, House Section 9 is an open section. And this is basically saying that the single set of standards that governs services for persons with disabilities are to be called quality outcome standards. It's House Section 9.
Madam Chair, we don't need that anymore.
Okay, let's skip that then. Anything else in Article 3?
Madam Chair, I presume you did the Section 11 in the House, the ICFMR rate increase, Clearwater County, that's in the tracking, correct?
Yes. So this Section 11 of the House,
making the assumptions.
I mean, Section 11 of Article 3.
Madam Chair, I would move on page 7 of Article 3, Section 11 of the House language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted. Mr. Gill, are there other ones like that? There were three of them.
We got Senate Sections 4 and 11. Hold.
Right, but are there any more of these ICFMR day activity center rate increases? That this is one, and I know there were two others.
Four?
Let's see. That's the only one that's in this article, I believe.
Madam Chair, there's also one in Article 4, Section 7, the Mahnomen County. House only, Section 7, in the Children and Families article. Page 2 of the staff side-by-side, right at the bottom.
Madam Chair, in Article 4, Section 7 of the House language, I would move that. It's the Mahnomen County.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, I think the third one is in the appropriations article. R-19, Canby, Ojai County.
Mm-hmm.
Madam Chair, on page R-19, I would move lines 187.3 to 188.5. That's Canby, Ojai County, ICFMR.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted. Is there anything outstanding in Article 5? We can come back to Article 4 when we get a report back from the department. Is there anything outstanding in Article 5?
It's switching it to the Board of Pharmacy, the reduction of prescription drug price. It's an Article 5.
House Section 3, I believe, is still open.
Did we adopt this already?
So this is a suggestion from the Board of Pharmacy.
Okay. What are we on?
House Section 3, Article 5. Have that is still open.
It's Article 5.
That's Jim's language.
Actually, we got that handled, so,
we don't
the department's
it?
Cooperating with me about that. So thank you for the help.
It's already in, or?
He doesn't need it.
It's been accomplished.
Oh, okay. So we will not move that one.
Yeah. Anything else?
Thank you.
In this article?
It's amazing we're getting in there.
Madam
Chair, has sections 5 and 6 been adopted?
They have not, but the Senate's not supporting them. Do you want to vote on it?
I'd move sections 5 and 6.
Any discussion? Seeing none, then those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
No. Motion's not adopted. Anything else?
That's
it. Okay.
Madam Chair, just if you could hold on a minute. Has Section 16 been adopted?
No.
And 17?
No, it hasn't, but that's not supported by the Senate either. It's not necessary. These things are not permitted now.
Has Section 37 been adopted?
No, but this was not adopted in the spreadsheet, so.
Has Section 36 been adopted? Okay, 36, has that been adopted?
37.
It's been adopted. It's in Huntley's bill.
Oh, it's on the list, too.
It's on the list, right?
We've already adopted it in the Huntley bill, so.
What about 38?
36.
Madam Chair?
We're carrying that in another.
We're confused here. It looks like Section 37 is on the list of your final study agreement. Section 37, the study of fiscal notes, listed at the bottom of the asterisk, the bottom.
Okay, then I guess we do need to adopt it.
So, Madam Chair, I would move in Article 5, the House language in Section 37.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Apparently not in this bill. And I do have an amendment.
I believe it was. There was a money item.
I have an amendment. At least that would make it fiscal.
Can we get the amendment passed out?
Are you sad? Disappointing you?
I think it can be amended to if you move it to the Board of Pharmacy.
That's what we're doing.
And then I think it's okay.
So I move Section 38 and then A166 amendment.
Has everyone got it? Is there any discussion of the A-166 amendment? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted. Now we need to adopt the amended section.
Madam Chair, Representative Thiessen did move the section.
Representative Thiessen moves the adoption of House Section 38. Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
No. I hate that provision, but everybody else wants it, so.
Well, not everybody.
So, okay.
I thought we were doing this for the House.
Well, the House did want it.
Aye.
Motion adopted.
Madam Chair, did you want to engage in nationwide purchasing of insurance this year? It's a whole section about that. No. Just didn't want you to forget that wonderful opportunity.
I don't want people to forget what time it is.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Let's get out of this section. We finished it already anyway. Anything in section six that didn't get picked up that we need? Any of the money items?
Madam Chair, in Article 6, Section 11, there was a vendor amendment. The amendment was adopted, but the section then wasn't. So it's Section 11 as amended in the House.
Representative Huntley, can you move right here?
Section 11.
We're in Section 6.
Madam Chair, it's Article 6,
Article 6, Section 11 is amended. Vendor accreditation. It's on page 7.
What?
Madam Chair, Representative Huntley, it's at the bottom of page 11. 7.
Okay.
So the side by side.
Madam Chair, I would move on page 7, the House Section 11, vendor accreditation.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion is adopted. Anything else in this article?
Madam Chair, Section 17 is the blood lead levels. Language on page 10.
Madam Chair, I would move on page 10 that we adopt section 17 of the House language.
So does the House version have a fiscal note attached to it?
Not this language, Madam Chair.
Okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the motion is adopted.
And the final section in that in this article is House Article 8, Section 4, the food support for children with severe allergies. Request a waiver.
And was this a budget neutral section?
It is.
Any further discussion?
Madam Chair, I'd move Article 8, Section 4, House language.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the motion is adopted. Is there anything further in Article 7?
Madam Chair.
What's the health reform article? I think we'll probably finish that. Yes.
Madam Chair.
Representative Thiessen.
Article 6, have we done Section 21?
Madam Chair and Representative Thiessen, that section was taken out because it was part of a separate bill that was already passed.
Okay. Madam Chair.
Representative Murphy.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I have one final amendment that I would like to suggest. And it is to the amendment that was adopted earlier today, the A16, that deals with the ratable reductions and the pass-through from the health plans to providers. Now, we don't have that in our side-by-sides. I have a copy of it, and I'm sure people have it in their pile, and I have a copy of my amendment. I guess I'd seek your advice on how you'd like me to proceed.
Well, why don't you explain what you're trying to do,
Madam Chair? There are three changes. And the first occurs in the first paragraph of the amendment, and I strike the word not administrative so that the ratable reduction can be applied to both administrative and non-administrative costs of the health plans. And then further, I'm amending or offering a suggestion to amend on the second page what data is required to be reported to the chairs in the legislature. And it would read,
notification to the legislature shall include the certification from the health plan, the specifics of the waiver requested by the health plan, and in inserting the word all, data provided under subsection 3, which is the data the health plan has to provide to the commissioner to seek a waiver. And the purpose of this...
Representative Murphy, I'm really sorry, but we have to reconsider that amendment and leave it on the table. We were informed by the department that if we adopt that language, they would have to change the fiscal note, and since it's part of our spreadsheet, we can't afford to have the fiscal note changed.
Madam Chair, I appreciate that. Can you explain a little bit more about what the department, what their specific costs, what costs to which they were referring? Or maybe someone from the department could do that for us.
Please. Maybe they could explain it to you over there and we could move on.
I'd like to hear it too.
Ms. Pete? Mr. Greenman? This was an amendment that was adopted earlier regarding applying for a waiver from the pass-through language, in which you informed us that there would be a change to the fiscal note if we adopted that language.
Question is about changes to the fiscal note.
Maybe while they're looking this over, I could just tell you one other thing about your amendment, Representative Murphy. We've had testimony over and over again from Ms. Peed that the administrative limit cannot be lowered any further than we did last session and remain actuarially sound. So we can, by some lucky circumstance, keep the original language in. We do not believe we can adopt this language by the rate cut to the administrative costs.
Madam Chair, I apologize. The issue with this
today
is that we already have rates that are certified. If we reduce the rates beyond, if we reduce the rates below an amount that would cover administrative and claims costs, the rates would not be found to be actuarially sound. We need to cover those claims costs and the administrative costs that are obligations of the contract.
Madam Chair?
So what you're telling us is that we have to reconsider that language and not put it in the bill.
Madam Chair, yes.
Okay. So then we can't amend something that we have to take out.
Madam Chair, does that mean that the health plans, we would anticipate then that the health plans will be passing through the cut intended to them to providers?
I don't think you could assume that every plan would have to do that. there's a wide variety of margins within the health plans.
Madam Chair, the requirement for us is that we cover administrative costs and claims costs and obligations under the contract, and that we permit plans to take necessary actions that they may need to have to ensure that their costs are covered. So there, it's possible that there could be a range of responses.
Madam Chair, it seems earlier today when we were talking about this, and maybe that was yesterday now, but that when this amendment first came to us, we had some discussion, and the reason why we were removing this is because, and there was testimony that there would be room between what we think the plans are paying providers and the actuarial soundness threshold that needs to be met. And so therefore, this cut to the health plans would not necessarily result in a cut to the providers. And if I'm listening to Ms. Peed, and if we can't add this language that prohibits or at least calls for a waiver, I think that the net effect of that is going to be that this cut will be passed through to providers. And that makes me feel really uncomfortable, because one of the things I think many of us have been trying to accomplish through this budget cycle is to make sure that everybody's participating in the cuts. And I don't want this this cut that we're directing to the plans to be passed on to all of the providers where they're taking extra burden. So I think the testimony we heard earlier today and what we're hearing now are different, and that gives me great concern.
I agree with you, Sam Murphy, but I think what Ms. Pete said is that some plans may pass some of it through and some plans may not.
I don't know. I don't think I
doesn't. But our language would be blanket across all plans, and they can't support that language.
Madam Chair, in the Senate bill originally, before we put on this amendment, language that said that can't be passed on to providers, and that's still in the language.
I am fully aware of that.
No, I'm asking you, is that still going to be in the language? That's still.
Well, it was in the Senate language, and we were given a fiscal note, and it was signed off by the Office of Management and Budget. But now we are being told that if that language stays in the bill, that the fiscal note will be revised.
Madam Chair, Representative Thiessen, the language saying that the plans could not pass the savings or the cuts to providers was not in the bill that we fiscal noted.
And Madam Chair, I'm just trying to clarify that if we take the language that we put in out, that means that language is still in the bill.
We have to take that language out also.
So we're cutting providers 5.5%, and then the plans are going to pass on another 3%.
Some of the plans may do that. Other plans may not have to do that. So thank you, Representative Murphy, for calling this to my attention. We now need to have someone make a motion to reconsider the SCH 2614A16 amendment. Senator Sharon makes that motion. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. The motion is adopted. Now we need to have an amendment offered to remove the do not pass through language from the Senate bill. Senator Sharon makes that motion. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No.
The motion is adopted. Ms. White?
Madam Chair, I need a clarification on this 1 a.m. Package offer.
Mm-hmm.
This is the House position on child care basic sliding fee.
It means there's no cut in the bill.
Okay, but does it relate to the section in
this is the sliding fee childcare program.
Right, there's a house-only provision in Article 4, Section 3, relating to county contributions for basic sliding fee.
That's different.
That's different, okay.
That has to do with MOE.
Just wanted to clarify.
Okay.
Chair?
Representative Clark?
There's a portion of the language that deals with the Somali autism study that does not that we did not deal with. It deals with the task force, the autism prevalence task force. And I'd like to move that we consider that. That's on
change it, or you?
Section 39. Oh. And I would take the funding out of that chair and just have the
because all the rates are not actually today.
Earlier today.
What's Article 1?
The range of actual.
Five. I didn't finish the motion on that.
I understand that, but we didn't understand the motion was going to be made, so we had to have some discussion about it.
Okay. I didn't get to finish, though. What I was going to suggest is that we modify it from what's in what's on the document. So it would be starting in line 131.11 down to 131.14, but I would like to modify it to say three members of the House, three members of the Senate, and three parents.
Well, if we're not going to have any money, do we have to have that many legislators? Cause, I mean,
if the Senate doesn't want to participate, that would. What would you suggest? I just want to make sure that we actually, spend some time studying this and get, some involvement on it, since it's such a big issue. Would you prefer two from the House and two from the Senate, and then two parents?
Well, I don't mind if we have parents, three parents, but maybe two. Legislators from each house would be better.
That's fine. Two from the House, two from the Senate, and three parents.
Okay.
And Madam Chair, this is a volunteer task force. There's not going to be any funding associated with it, so hopefully we can agree to do this.
Wow.
Madam Chair. So I would move it, Madam Chair. Move that as amended.
Senator Prettner-Solon.
Madam Chair, we already have an autism task force, and the Senate cannot find members to participate.
Madam Chair.
Senator Clark.
Well, I think we would like to invite you to anyway, and we'll, you know, I think if we can establish this, maybe there's more interest now than there was before. I don't know when you were working on that, but.
We're still trying to find members for the other one.
Well, let's amend this first, and then let's see about adopting it.
All right.
You've heard Representative Clark's motion to amend the membership. Two senators, two House of Representative members, and three parents. Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion is adopted.
Thank you.
Now, Representative Clark wants to move the adoption
of the adoption of the
task force to be established with no funding. Senator Sharon.
We're probably spending more time on this. I just wonder if Representative Clark, our struggle here in our conversation is about it not having any funding, and we're unclear as to what it's capable of doing or what it's what's possible, why to proceed if it doesn't have any money attached to it.
Madam Chair, Senator Sharon, the idea is that we actually begin to really address this very serious issue, and I think the people that are committed to coming will be able to make a report back to the rest of the legislature. Perhaps we'll be back here next year at the table with some findings and to move forward.
Any further discussion of the motion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
I don't believe the motion prevailed.
Madam Chair.
Representative Peason.
We have a division.
Division has been requested on the previous motion. Those in favor, raise your hand. And those opposed, motion does not prevail.
Madam Chair, Article 4, Section 3, language.
Article 4, Section 3. Article 4, what?
Section 3. It modifies the county contributions to the basic sliding fee child care program. It's a
The Senate is not ready to do this.
Okay. Well, can we just take a vote on it then?
And this is the last vote. We're past 1 o'clock. Those in favor of the adoption of House Section 3, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
The motion is not adopted.
Doesn't that have a
I'd like to thank everyone for their very hard work, especially the staff.
Madam Chair.
Okay. We have to do something about continuing care sections 4 and 11. We have the Hosh Amendment on hold. This department was trying to contact someone to find out if it had any fiscal implication. Do we have an answer to that question now, please?
Madam Chair, members, there's no fiscal impact to the Hosh Amendment.
And then Representative Hosh has his amendment back before us. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The amendment is adopted. Representative Huntley moves that Section 4 and 11 of the Senate Article 4 be adopted. Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
The motion is adopted.
Mr. Joe.
I was saying thank you, everyone, for all your hard work on this.
He has another motion.
I'd like to make one more motion. Because it was discussed that, you know, the House position like to spend. So I want to make sure we have a motion that ensures some additional cuts, and that's on Article 2, Section 17. It would ensure that the specialist cuts of 5.5% apply to those who provide abortion services.
Say again.
Motion is that the specialty cuts that are in the bill also be extended to abortion providers.
It's a House position.
Yes.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
No.
The motion is not adopted. Thank you, everyone. Advisor has, staff has 4 hours of work. The advisor has 4 more hours of work. The House has a 12-hour layover rule. I hope we can make this bill happen by tomorrow night.
Madam Chair, I would just like to personally thank the staff and for all the work they've done and all the work they're going to do. While some of us are going to go home and go to sleep, they'll still be here.
Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, just to clarify, did you want to give staff authority to fix errors, conform with tracking generally for the bill?
Yes, yes. Anything else for the good of getting the bill done? Not the meeting is adjourned.